You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Data from the Program for International Student Achievement shows a link between hunger and negative learning outcomes. Research on this was published on Monday as the government announced an end to the Labor-introduced free lunches in schools program. I spoke to Health Coalition Aotearoa and research fellow at Te Pukenga, Dr. Pippa McAlvey-Sibelu, about this link and the removal of the program. I started by asking what the research published on Monday found.
So the research we published on Monday looks at the data from the PISA study. That's the Program for International Student Achievement. And this data is published every 3 years, and it's been around for two decades now. But last year, in the results published last year, it was the first time that they've asked our students whether they go hungry and they miss meals due to a lack of money. And the first finding that really jumped out was that New Zealand ranked second worst in the OECD for the highest number of students who do go hungry due to a lack of money. And then what PISA allows us to do too is to link those that information about hunger with achievement. PISA looks into achievement in maths, science and reading. And also the students involved in the PISA study are 15-year-olds, so mostly year 10 in New Zealand. And the results show that the students who say that they are going hungry due to a lack of money have a real achievement lag. So their achievement in maths is between 2 and 4 years behind students who never go hungry.
The ACT Party has claimed there's not enough evidence to continue free lunches in schools. Would this research that was done or other research dispute this?
It's a really compelling story to show that not only do we have extremely high rates of our teenagers going hungry, rising rates as well, that's the New Zealand Health Survey is showing that, and then this PISA data that is validated international study that's been around for two decades is linking that to achievement and just showing the size of the achievement gap when students come to school hungry and they can't learn and their achievement is lagging because of that. So, yeah, absolutely. This data is available publicly, can be analysed, and the patterns are global as well. New Zealand isn't different in the sense of the relationship between hunger and achievement, but we do have high rates of hunger.
What do you think the impact will be for students who can't have free school lunches now based on the research on Monday?
I think that could be really devastating for the communities that we work with. We've been working since 2020 in Hawke's Bay, where schools were involved in the first pilot of the school lunch program of Kaora Ka Ako. And so these families now have had over 4 years of not having to buy school lunches. During that time, they've seen their grocery bill go up anyway, with the cost of food increasing, the cost of living is increasing, cost of petrol, all those things that they need to buy. And then if their children are no longer being fed at school, that's either going to mean that they go hungry because there's not enough money for food, or that their grocery bill is just unaffordable, and other things will drop off, like healthcare. So, this has become a part of the way we do things in these schools, and I think it would be really devastating to take it away.
Obviously, well-being of students is a priority, but will this decision also put us behind other countries in terms of school achievement?
Yeah, well, when you see already that we've got the second highest rate of hunger for teenagers in the OECD, and that hunger is linked to low achievement, it's no surprise that our PISA achievement scores are going down. We saw quite a drop in all achievement scores this year in the PISA study, is particularly in maths. And I know that the government, you know, Christopher Luxon mentioned this in his State of the Nation address, talking about how New Zealand's gone from fourth in the OECD to 19th for achievement. That data comes from the PISA study. And so what this research that we published on Monday is showing is that achievement is linked to hunger. you can't have good achievement if you've got hungry kids.
With this policy gone, are there any alternatives to remedy the status quo?
There are lots of charitable organisations out there, and you know, like Kids Can, doing great work. What's happened, because we had this funded program in those really low decile schools or those low equity index schools, those charities have been able to move into other schools who weren't receiving the school lunches and who still have a need because they still have hungry kids. If we take it away, the charities are going to have to come back to the schools, the low equity schools, and other kids are going to miss out. So there's a real need in these schools. And even prior to the, even prior to the school lunch program, we spoke with schools who weren't getting funded for the lunches and who were doing things like sausage sizzle on Friday, so that the kids would eat really well on a Friday because they knew they weren't eating over the weekend. For a long time, schools have been trying to feed the hungry kids as best as they can, and then the Ka Ora Ka Ako program came in and provided a solution where the kids are being fed nutritiously and reliably. So, yeah, it'll be it'll be really devastating in those communities to take it away.
That was Dr. Pippa McAlvey-Sibalu on the ending of the free lunches in schools program.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.